Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olson Show on the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
As we close things out on this edition of the Chad Olson Show, I describe it frequently, this era and this epoch that we're suffering through mutually, as a misery infliction moment. It is deliberate. The confusion that's being sown is deliberate. All of the obfuscation and the distortion of reality that's happening in this, as I also frequently say, the post-reality era in America, it is all as a result of the deployment of psychological warfare against the American people. Ron Mueller is a paramilitary operations officer, now retired, worked for the Central Intelligence Agency, and he's in studio to describe this. And you were just alluding to the 2020 election and the reason that it looked so chaotic and everything surrounding it, just the Sturm und Drang of everything that we saw with that. You absolutely say it's the work of one man and it was all deliberate.
Well, I don't have
or any, his influences
his influence
his I, influence and fingerprints.
Right, I don't have any evidence that would hold up in a court of law, but in the court of public opinion, I think a retired General Stanley McChrystal and his organization, the McChrystal Group,
yes,
and some of the and the former agency and special operations seniors that he employs,
and to give foundation to this, you base that on the similarities,
correct,
to the techniques that you saw deployed,
correct? Oh, yep. They were working hand in glove with the Biden campaign, the DNC, and it's disgusting. And you see, you know, hence the American people don't know what to believe. Do we believe this tweet? Do we believe that Facebook post? And the only determinant we sometimes have is when we get the warning labels from Twitter or from Facebook that, ooh, maybe we actually are on the gold vein. That will lead us to El Dorado, but it's hard. And of course, they're all immune from prosecution, and they continue to collect their pensions and their contracts from the U.S. government and foreign entities.
Just in the, and we could do an entire catalog and library of conversations just on what it is that you touched on. But in the final 2 minutes we have today, what if anything can be done about this place where we find ourselves in this moment? That's the quintessential question. It's the only question that matters.
Well, gosh, if I had a serious answer to
does
that.
Does this system have a vulnerability that we are able to, that we still have, that would still give us a window to daylight to be able to defeat these people and get back to government of, for, and by the people, a consensual government in the United States?
I think we're seeing some resistance of the people who are refusing to take the vaccines or are questioning the vaccines. That our free will is still paramount, and they haven't crushed that yet. And I think this next election, should it occur with some reasonable sense of security and legality, will be that Rubicon that we will either go down the hole of,
yes,
forever saying goodbye to the Republic, or, you know, maybe the renewal of the Republic.
And that leads us to a broader conversation. I would love to have you back and depend on your wealth of knowledge and experience in these things and continue this conversation. You just touched on what becomes the overriding theme is, does 2022 matter? Does 2024 matter? Do we still have free, fair elections in the United States, in the era of Dominion, in the era of these strange and mysterious Biden-only printer ballots that weren't even folded and put in envelopes, even though they were mail-in ballots, and all the rest of it? Ron, I appreciate your time here today, and thank you for all you do.
You're very welcome.
That's Ron Mueller. He is a paramilitary operations officer, worked for decades in the intelligence community, and worked most recently for the Central Intelligence Agency inside the belly of the beast. We'll continue that conversation as he allows in future date, and I look forward to that. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
We're going to California and Texas and New York and we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
We're more than you'll ever know.
The Shad Olson Show.